Welcome back to TWIP for episode 12. I'm Dr. Science.
I'm Polonium 9.
I'm Cheese Girls.
And I am Renholder.
And we're back after a short hiatus, which we're going to call, we're going to call this season 2, I think.
Yeah, why not? This is season 2.
We took an off season to recuperate. But we do want to thank everyone who donated, but especially Tom Chuck. Tom Chuck really got us out of a bind because you guys listened so much that even when we got 100 gigs from 15 gigs, we still ran out of bandwidth 2 weeks into the month. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. But
geez. And we now have 500 gigabytes for the month, so that should last us for a good while.
We're capped out too, right? They don't go higher than that.
They do, but then it gets into terabytes.
Oh, jeez. Okay, if we have that issue, we need to somehow monetize this thing, because at that point, I feel like we've made it.
Yeah, I agree.
We have a radio show or something.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to Polonium and Chico for joining us today. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
So, as you guys know, Polonium is the current pop of the Fortnite. Speaking of which, I'm sorry that Link was broken. I realized today what it was. I left off the closed parentheses, and Reddit just freaked out, so I fixed that. So I might extend the elections a little bit, but I think that nominations in tonight, most of the nominations are already in. So if you have a nomination, today is Friday. Hopefully, I might wait until Monday to announce a new Piper, just give everyone time to vote, because I normally give 3 or 4 days. So, are we skipping announcements? Do we have any announcements?
Well, we don't have announcements per se, but things we have running are the Piper University, which is something Dr. Science created with that was in collaboration with others. You can talk more about that.
Yeah, so around the time I made a rule that was supposedly objectionable, we had a town hall meeting on Skype, with Skype and Pipe. But one of these ideas on how to improve the subreddit came up, I believe it was from Woodsman's Briar, and I'm really afraid that I'm misattributing this, but I'm pretty sure it was Woodsman's Briar. It came up with this idea of, instead of, in order to, congregate all the new people into one place, instead of, spamming the right with a bunch of threads, they could all post in one place. So that was the idea behind that. Which, it seems, is pretty popular.
I think it would work.
Oh, it is
work. It has work, yeah. I was kind of worried that they wouldn't really like it, but I feel like it's kind of a safer environment, make your own thread, you can just comment, which is a little bit less intimidating.
Yeah, the nice thing is we get, a lot of little questions, and, some of them turn into really big discussions.
Which is great.
It's nice that, someone can be hey, what type of blend is, X or whatever? And it's, that's not really worth a thread, but you can just ask it in there and we'll shoot your response.
And you guys, you experienced guys have been great about responding to this. I know you're kind of absent lately, but I've been trying to read. But you guys have been great teachers, so I really appreciate it. You're welcome. We also have experienced Piper, new Piper, the mentorship thing going on. Which I've seen a few PMs. That's going to be a monthly sign-up thing. So you have missed it for the month of, September? But we'll do a new one in October, so it's no big deal. So Renholder was a mentor this month, and his first trade was received. So you want to talk about that a little bit?
So I said I could have multiple people, and so I got Dr. Science put up the list. He's the one who organized all the names. And I see one person, I'm like, all right, maybe I have a second, found a second, stopped reading. So I messaged them, and then all of a sudden I get a message from, Spyroit, or however you say his name.
Yeah,
and he was like, hey, you're my mentor. And I was like, holy shit, I forgot somebody. And then I after reading the comments, I realized that he got, mismatched or whatever. So I had three little mentees or protégés or whatever you call it. So, I talked to him. I was kind of what do you guys smoke? What's your background? I told them a bit about myself. And, they all responded, and they all had, slightly different things. And so I figured, all right, I'm gonna send them, a base, a skeleton of, things that I think, everyone should have. And then I tried to tailor, tweak it a little bit by anywhere from, one to, three different blends, They all got the same amount of blends, all 8 different blends. So 1 to 3 different ones that kind of like tailored to their taste like a little bit more, since I didn't want to just, you know, shove whatever I liked onto them. And I think right now, Big Man Mac 14 is the only one who's received his package, which makes sense because I had to recycle one, like, USPS priority mail box or whatever, so that one was going to be faster. The others haven't received theirs yet, but so hopefully they'll receive it. They'll like it. I wrote up a brief description. I sent them all 2 Burley blends, 2 English blends, 2 Virginia blends, and then I just kind of buried the other stuff a little bit. And what they sent me, they were awesome. They were all like, you know, eager to send me something. But I've, you know, I have tons of tins. Like, I think when I counted, it was like, I had almost 30 different, you know, tins or blends available. So I was like, all right, I don't really need more. But I am getting into tobacco blending, which we'll talk about more later. And so I asked them to send me, some ingredients. And so I got, and I need to make the post for this, but so I got, 4 different blending components, which is absolutely awesome. I've started using them and created a couple of things. So it was a great experience, a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make a post before I like do the new pairing thing, because it seemed that a lot of people signed up, which was fantastic, on both ends. I was kind of worried we'd have more new people than experienced people, but I think the most anyone had to like have multiple proteges was like 3.
Yeah.
Which is not bad.
Didn't Tom check out 4?
He might have. Actually, which he said he could take up to like 5, I think. So I still was below the threshold or something.
Yeah, I think yeah.
But I want to see what the mentees think, because you know the idea was to kind of build this relationship where you could have someone that you could ask questions, and it sounds like from hearing you discuss it that you kind of have that, which is great.
Yeah, they've had like different, you know, levels of questions, like. You know, but so far it's really worked out. Like, I was describing some stuff, and, like, one of them didn't know, like, what VA meant, which is, like, completely understandable. Like, why the fuck do you know that means Virginia? So I was like, oh, dirt. And so, yeah, that's Virginia. That was my bad for putting that. But, and then, like, another one's been asking about, like, different, like, blends and components and, like, you know, what is this and how is this brand and stuff like that. So they all have different, you know, like, levels of stuff, but I'm completely open to any questions from anyone. But yeah, so my little proteges are growing up so quickly.
Yeah, fun fact, a degree from the School of Ringholder comes with a complimentary beard. Though it's red orange, so it's on that.
Yep. And the other thing is we're gonna give away. We're not giving away. It costs money. you'll get Flair if you complete this. And so it works basically the same thing as the trade. You either have to message the mods or, you know, post your thing. If you are a protege, you get a little P and your plus because you did complete a trade. And if you're a mentor, chances are you already have a plus. You'll get a big M tagged onto that as mentor. So.
Yeah, a lot of people ask me what qualifies as, like, a mentor, like, to be a mentor. And I kind of leave it up to you. If you think that you're qualified, then you probably are. In general, though, you probably should have a plus, and you should have enough tobacco that you can make a sampler.
Yeah.
I mean, those are really the only 2 big qualifications. If you don't feel comfortable doing it, then you probably shouldn't. But other than that, you know, if you feel like you can do it, then you're probably good. I don't think too many people with delusions of grandeur about their tobacco smoking skills. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I mean the other thing is like you just gotta you know the new people are like you know they're still pretty new. Like most of them have been smoking aromatics, so I'm not gonna send them a piece of you know jackknife plug or you know black XX or something, and then you know see them walk away from the hobby saying like wow anything that's not aromatic sucks. So. I kind of gave them, like, a ramp up of, like, you know, to a certain point of, like, strength. And then I also let them know, like, if you guys, like this and you want something stronger, just let me know and, you know, it's yours. So.
Trolling Renholder sends only jackknife plugs. Yeah, just put the whole cube in the pipe.
It won't stay lit and I feel like I'm going to die.
I will say, after my first pipe, like, so I had my first pipe earlier this week in a long time. It was probably, like, 2 or 3 weeks. And I smoked Full Virginia Flake, which was fantastic. But I walked back to my room, and I sat down, and all of a sudden, like, all of the nicotine hit me, and my tongue flew, and I was like, I don't feel so great. A Full Virginia Flake. I was like, I need to build that tolerance back. That's not good. It's embarrassing. Like, it wasn't even a hefty tobacco.
Yeah. The Virginia Flake's still got a nice taste.
Yeah, plus I'm not rubbing it out as much. I'm trying to work my way towards trying to do, like, see if a fold and stuff actually works better now. So I rub it out quite as finely. So I don't know if that has something to do with it or not. But anyway, this kind of segues just a little bit into our first topic of the evening, afternoon. It's afternoon. The afternoon, which is tobacco blending. So, Hex and I got into this a little while ago. Hex is very far ahead of me because he's actually bought components. And then Rinholder recently got into it. And I believe Cheese Curls, you blended as well?
Yes.
So we're going around and talk about both your theory about, like, whether or not tobacco blending is a good idea and just your general thoughts on it. So, Polonium, do you have anything that you want to start off with?
I actually blended my own blend of just pure English, and I was lazy, so I just threw every single English blend that I've ever had into a box, basically, and then just sealed it, and then I left it there for about a week, and then I tasted it, and it was like, ha ha ha. It was fantastic.
Did you name it the Knock You On Your Ass blend? Because
That kind of explains it.
How many English blends were in, like, do you say that you were in there?
Yeah, tell us what you
like
put in there.
8 or 10, maybe, different ones. So it was fantastic.
Now, did it have, like, a distinct taste all its own, or did it just kind of get...
It was, like, all of the blends were basically just, like, put together, and it was fantastic. And then I ended up adding about a tiny bit of dried burley, and, like, that ended up giving a bit of an extra kick, and it made it taste really, really good.
That's really surprising, because, like, if I was blending 10 Englishes together, I'd be like, this is going to kick me on my ass. You know, I should add burley. Like, it would only make it worse.
Well, and actually, it wasn't enough to, like, give it an extra bit of flavor. It more or less, like, brought out the flavors and also made it give it a bit more kick. So,
yeah. It did more kick. That's the part that surprises me. But I'm glad it turned out well. Like, you know, I want you to fail, but I'm surprised you felt the need for more kick after 10 Englishes.
Well, I'm an English smoker, more or less, so I love that taste. And, yeah. And about the smoked cheese curls, personal blend here in a second, so I want you to talk now.
Well, the Sweet October, of course, you know, it's fruity as hell. Like, I got some really fruity tea from Teavana, and it was like youthberry or something. Put some of that in there, and it smells like if you shoved a fruit salad up Jesus's rectum and then pulled it out, mixed it with tobacco.
Quick note, this episode of Quip, not safe for children.
Apparently.
Your freaking lighter broke.
Still works. It's like a crack lighter.
God, okay, I'm actually, like, trying his own blend right now.
What inspired you to put tea in the tobacco? Because I've heard, like, of people smoking, like, straight-up tea leaves, which has always seemed kind of weird to me.
Well, for me, it gave me kind of, instead of, like, a normal, like, oh, I'm lightheaded and fucked up from this buzz, it kind of relaxed my buzz. I felt very tired afterwards.
The flavor reminds me of, like, in the country and, like, eating a fruit of some sort. It's hard to explain, but
eating
the aroma
on the
off it is actually not that bad.
Yeah, at least you didn't smoke straight tea, because I've heard of people smoking straight tea, and I was like, that's gotta be harsh as hell.
Yeah, I tried it. It's harsh as hell.
Yeah.
I've also heard of people, like, smoking coffee.
What? Does that even burn?
Yeah.
Apparently so. I mean, that, I thought that was crazy, but it was a post on here.
I mean, this is not mostly tea. It's mostly actually, it's a mix of, like, luxury blend, Sherlock Holmes, and then Midday,
1888. Hmm. I bet the Sherlock Holmes even is also, you know, evens that out nicely.
Yeah. That was actually my, Sherlock was my first tobacco that I ever smoked.
Really?
Huh.
I think it's a pretty good tobacco. It's very, just like, it's very even, you know?
Balanced. Yeah, that, I thought, I was like...
Huh. Oh, crap, Liz, yeah, I was going to say something. Oh, yeah, so did, with only a little bit of the tea, it's, the smoke wasn't harsh overall?
Well, if I read it correctly, you just put the berries. You didn't actually put the tea.
Oh, so it's just dry fruit?
Well, no, there is the tea. It's the tea's mixed with the dry fruit.
Oh.
Gotcha.
I'm not getting, like, a foresting burning taste right now.
The taste of burning forest, Smokey the Bear's tears.
Hold on. We had so many, like, forest fires when I was living in London that I just learned to love the snow.
Wait, is that, like, a big thing in London, really?
I have no idea, but it happens in our backyard, like, 24/7, so.
Damn.
This reminds me of good times.
Rinholder, what did you do?
Oh, yeah, so, mine were all from, like, the raw ingredients, like, so I ordered, now I have 10, yeah, so I have 10, like, raw ingredients, so it's just that pure type of leaf, and, so I decided, I was like, all right, you know, to get, like, an idea of, like, the essence of each one of these, I'm gonna smoke each one by itself, and, I learned a lot through that, Yeah, some of them don't smoke so well, by the way.
I know. Not.
Namely, all of them. I was really surprised. Like, a lot of blends, like you know, they'll describe, like, different kinds of Virginia or Burley or whatever. And, you know, when you taste it, it tastes magnificent. But when they're just by themselves, you know, some of them taste like ammonia. Some of them taste like fish. Some are just, like, ridiculously harsh. And, so it really left me with, like, without, like, a good, like, it seemed like after they burned for a little while, like 15 minutes, you know, it started to taste, like, more like it naturally did. But that didn't give me, like, the best, like, idea. So I just kind of went off of, like, what I've learned, like, mixed as well together. And I mixed up a couple blends. One was all right. It was like, you know, I was like, I like this, you know, let's smoke it, but it wasn't anything fantastic. The other was a Balkan that I'm really fond of, and I want to keep, like, tweaking it and making it better because I think I've got the right direction on it. But this was all, my blending was all, it's something that I've wanted to do for a while, and it's all inspired by Hex. I saw Hex buy all of his blending ingredients and then mix some stuff up, and that's when I pulled the trigger on my order. He sent me some of his blends to try out, and... he's asked me to refrain from doing any official reviews yet, but my God, this man can blend.
This is no.
What?
This is good to know.
Yeah, yeah, no, he is on his A game as far as this goes. So yeah, I don't know what his plans are. Hopefully, we can get him on TWIP and we can both, you know, talk about blending for a while, but. You know, he is heading in the right direction, and whatever he decides to do with it, he will be successful. So,
wow, that's fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah. So I got interested in blending a while ago, but I haven't got a big enough paycheck to warrant myself buying the pure ingredients, which are surprisingly expensive. They're pretty much regular tobacco.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense, but I kind of thought, you know, they'd somehow be cheaper. But, you know.
They're only cheaper if you buy them in huge bulk.
Yeah, in, like, ridiculously large quantities. But
I might start growing my own tobacco, because there's a guy that I found in Canada that he sells, like, all types of Virginia blends, and then on top of that, he grows his own Cuban tobacco, so it loopholes through the trade embargo, and might get some Cuban tobacco seeds and grow some, mix it with Virginia, I don't know.
Well, that's actually Havana tobacco seed, and it's really common. It doesn't loop through the Cuban embargo thing because... No, because it's
That's
not
what
from
Cuba. I was like, oh, sweet.
Well, I mean, it doesn't grow in Cuba, and so really the reason why they... For any leaf, it's a lot about the climate, the soil, like, for anything. Like, just because you're looking for subtle nuances in
this guy lied to me.
So you're getting a Havana seed that, like, it's a strain from Cuba, most likely, if he's not lying about it. But it's not the same thing as, like, so if you were to take that leaf and the leaf grown in Cuba, like, and taste them, they would be completely different animals.
Oh,
And it'd be the same thing, like, if there was something from the Dominican or Africa or South America. It's just, like, each one, like, reacts differently to the soil.
I have no idea. I mean, growing tobacco is a completely different field for me.
Yeah, this is my first season. I actually finished my first harvest, so.
Nice.
And you dropped it?
Yeah. Yeah, I've gotten everything through the drying process. It doesn't have any mold now. I just have to let it sit for a year or two.
Awesome. You should, like, make a plug out of it. Like, compress it all into, like, a big, like, tube and then name it something utterly crazy.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do that. But I have to let it sit for a few more months before I can press it.
Okay. Dang.
Yeah, that was the thing I was talking about Hex with when we were talking about blending. Randholder, when you did your blend, did you do any kind of, like, pressing or heating to meld the flavors? Because one of the things I read suggested you can either heat it or, like, put it in wax paper and press it when you, like, age it a little bit to marry.
Huh. Wax paper's a good idea. I want to. I'm actually, so the two blends I've created, I have enough left for, like, a few more bowls, so I'm going to try steaming them and doing, like, different heat treatments to see how that affects the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I really want to do is press them. I was trying to figure out a way, so I think maybe wax paper plus sushi press plus clams will get me the desired result, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
If you do any, like, you can probably get one of those clamps and maybe try to use that.
Oh yeah, I got clamps at the ass.
You can probably probably use a few of those. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I've got all kinds of different clamps, and my uncle's got like a few thousand pound press as well. If I ever get up,
well, that should do it.
Yeah. Well, they press them under like 35,000 pounds or some shit.
Holy, really?
They do some ridiculous stuff. Like I was reading like how the professionals do it, and like they do some ridiculous stuff at occasion.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so, yeah, like a 10,000 pound press is like nothing compared to this.
So, yeah, the biggest tip I heard when I was looking up stuff was that, like, the longer you let the blend marry, the smoother it'll be. And, like, the less.
Yeah. Hard. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That would seem to make sense.
Yeah, so my plan is gonna, like, wrap it, clamp it, and put it in my closet for, like, a month.
Yep. Yeah, I really want to press it. I read about heat treating. At first, it was something I was really excited about, but then I read some GLP's logic, and he just kind of shot down that idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I'll try.
The heat thing seems debatable.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and
I'm sure it'll still fly around.
Yeah, I'm really glad to hear everyone's blends are working so well, because I was really worried earlier on when I was like kind of crafting recipes that. Yeah, the professional blenders have the advantage that they can just be like, you know, I want a leaf that has this characteristic, so they can grow like that, or buy that specialty plant. And we're kind of limited by what we can buy. So it's good to hear that the blends are coming out not only, like, okay, but, like, actually really good.
Yeah, yeah, that was my biggest hesitation was just, all right, I'm going to spend all this money on blending stuff, and it could all just come out like shit. But luckily, you know, it hasn't been, and you know, I'm sure with a few more experimentations, I'll have something that I would, you know, I would actually offer to somebody else. You know, I'm gonna send some stuff to Hex once I have it a little more refined. But
good deal. Any last ideas on blending? Okay, I'm going to, like, plug the marketplace, because this is kind of related to, like, trading blends. We have a marketplace now.
Yeah.
So if you haven't checked the sidebar in a while, if you scroll down to, like, the, what is it called? our friends, you know, subreddit, we have Pipe Tobacco Market, which I don't remember who originally came up with the idea for. What did they call it? They called it, like, Bazaar or something.
Yeah, that's Wicked Edge.
Was it really?
No, yeah, Wicked Edge has, like, some kind of bizarre market. It's, like, in their name somehow. I don't know.
Huh. Well, like,
Bazaar or something or another.
Weird. We now have a place where you can trade and kind of, like, put out classifieds, I guess, is kind of a good description.
Yeah, so essentially, the thing about this is you can buy, sell, advertise. It's our Pipe Tobacco Market is the official name of it. We don't sell any of the tobacco or anything. So if you are going to advertise like your tobacco sales through there, and trades are different, but if you're like looking for money, you have to comply with all the laws of whatever nation you're buying and selling to and from and all that stuff. So that's the one thing I have to add in there, just because tobacco is a regulated substance. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't think there are any Reddit rules regarding that, though. So.
No, it's as far as Reddit's concerned, it's fine. Since we're not actually handling anything, we're just kind of a channel for advertisers and whatnot. So.
Right. But definitely check that out. There's a few posts there now already. But for those of you looking to trade, you know, like old pipes for new stuff. Some early macros in general, that's a good place to do, like, set up side trades, so.
Mm-hmm.
Do what?
Nothing, I'm explaining to Cheese Curls about, like, Virginia type tobacco and how it can be kind of Swedish flavored and whatnot. So.
Okay. Sorry. So, that brings us to the review, right?
Yes.
It's Black XX.
All right, so this week I am reviewing Black XX from Samuel Gawith. For those of you who do not know or who are not familiar with this blend, it is a rope or a twist tobacco. That's the XX actually stands for the twist or double twist or whatever the hell. This blend is jet black. They send it out in the, like, it almost looks like kind of like a curved cigar. Some people have jokingly said it looks like, you know, dog shit and, you know, whatever. what I guess your dog shits, you know, perfectly wraps, you know, shits, but whatever.
Well, depending on what your dog eats, you know.
Yeah. If it eats Black XX rope, it may well infect. But regardless, so the Black XX, compared to any of the brown type ropes, it's a smoother blend because they do an extra kind of processing technique which lowers the nicotine and lowers the harshness / strength of the blend. I don't know, did I review Brown Irish X on here?
I'm not sure on here, but you definitely wrote a review about it.
Yeah. So in comparison to Brown Irish X, Black XX it doesn't have as much flavor. I called it medium flavor because, so you light up this blend and it pretty much, the flavor doesn't change a whole lot through the blend. You know, relighting, it does, it brings up the pepperiness, but for the largest portion of the blend, you're getting like this savory kind of meaty taste. It's not like one time I put like a blend was meaty and someone was like, ew, that sounds gross, like you're eating a steak. Like, that wasn't really what I was trying to convey. So I'm trying to use language to say, like, it's not like you're eating a steak, but it's got, like, that kind of, like that feel of it, of, like, a peppered steak.
Kind of the English blends are baked, you know, kind of reminiscent of bacon or, like, smoked cured meat kind of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's, like, a little smoky. It's just kind of, I don't know what cut of meat. That describes it.
Filet mignon, how's that?
No, that's not it.
Fillet.
It's like their baby cow.
Yeah. So it's a nice flavor. It's not real strong. What is strong is the peppery notes from it, and that's why I call it a medium flavored, because it's got a strong pepperiness to it. Like Jackknife Plug has a really strong pepperiness to it. So they kind of share that similar aspect. But the flavors aren't really off the wall, so they're kind of Like, the first time I smoked it, I didn't get any flavor. I was just like, huh? Like, really? But I let it sit for a while and concentrate or, you know, whatever. And I got some flavor from it. I guess what I should talk about just as much as the flavor and everything else is the preparation of it. I tried a few things. I tried what they always say, cutting it into coins with a cigar cutter and then rubbing it out. At first, that was what I was telling other people to do because that's all I'd read. That's all I tried. And I tried it, and it was okay. It was a bit harsh. The flavors weren't, you know, there. It didn't pack and smoke all that well because the ribbons were kind of too big. So what I did was I took a knife and I cut like little like slices off the end of it really thin, like really thin coins, like thinner than any coin you'll ever encounter like in your life.
I've encountered some very, very interesting Japanese coins that are thinner than paper pretty much. So.
With the exception of polonium and Japanese coin. for the Americans and Europeans. So it'll be thinner than that. Then I also did a few little bit thicker ones, and then some of them I'd cut across, like I cut the coin in half, and I rubbed it all out. That way it had like, it was kind of like a ribbon and a chop cut, and I found this was the best to get like the most flavor while still having a smooth smoke. So then you just rub those coins out, and then it's just, you know, ribbon and chopped, and you stuff it in your pipe and smoke it like anything else.
Cool. I'm reading, like, tobacco, like, the synopsis of it, and it says that it comes in flavored form as well. You smoke the unflavored form, yes?
Yeah.
What do you think, how do you think flavor would meld? Because I feel like with something that, you know, like, that heavy and, full, that flavoring it would just be really unpleasant.
So at first I was like, oh god, why would they flavor this? And before I'd ever bought any. And then I read, or I've heard from others, that when a Lakeland blender says they're flavoring something, don't take them too seriously on that, because apparently it's a really mild flavor. Like, from someone who got the brown maple and someone who had the rum, they both said that, you know, it wasn't like off the, you know, it wasn't like an aromatic. It wasn't like, oh my god, I'm smoking maple. It's just a touch of it. I haven't tried any myself, but from everything that I've gathered, it's just a touch of it. And some people say they can't even taste it. So I think they're very light-handed.
What?
In that regard.
Okay.
If I can add something, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's something I would try. Like, I want to order the maple and the coconut just because I want to see what coconut rope tastes like.
If I can add something about the maple, I have a local blend. You can buy it online, but it's called Shiloh, and it's based on what the Civil War soldiers would have carried along with them. It's got a very, very like small cut, and it's got maple and Virginia's, and it tastes really, really sweet and really, really fantastic. And that's one thing I noticed about maple tobaccos, is that they just taste so good. They have this light sweetness that makes them unique and just so tasty.
The one maple blend I've had was some Tenderbox blend, which means it's probably like Altadis or something, which is called Honey Maple. And it was just like tongue bite in a bag.
Yep. I had Century Rum and Maple, and it was... Guess what it was? It was maple and tongue bite.
I mean, like, yeah. Which, like, I agree with you, Polonium, that maple... Like, my idea of maple sounds like as you described it. I just must not have had a good version of the blend. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, but I also smoke mine in my Civil War-type clay pipe, so that might be a difference.
I think that's a really cool thing, too. I kind of want to smoke it I like the name and I like the idea of it being modeled after the Civil War kind of tobaccos.
Well, see, that's also one thing. Our Cheese Curls and ours, a local tobacco shop, sells this line of Civil War tobaccos. Like, right now I'm packing a pipe of Gettysburg, which is a unique blend of soldiers' favorite companions. Fine Virginia pipe tobacco with rich coffee flavor. And it's actually surprisingly better than you might think.
Hmm.
And I believe you can buy them online, but if not, then we can probably work out something online if you're interested.
That's a neat idea.
Yeah, I mean, and it tastes really good, and it comes in a tin and everything. It's not, you know, like it's a bag. I mean, it's got the full-on tin. It comes like comes all sealed, and it's really, really yummy.
Is this just from your local B&M? Is this from your local B&M, you said?
Yeah, it's by OVTC, the Old Virginia Tobacco Company.
I'm gonna...
They have about 8 or 9 different shops around the area. I don't know them all. My local one is, like, right down the road, about a mile down the road, so I like to walk to it. And they are, they have lots of different Civil War tobaccos, like, depicting different wars and, all the Civil Wars, and I enjoy it.
Yeah, that's a cool sounding idea. I've always had the idea of, like, basing current tobaccos off of, like, old blends is neat. The only one I've had was, like, Epiphany, which is supposedly modeled after, Einstein's tobacco, which I didn't really care for, but, yeah, okay, quick side story. So as most of you guys know, I'm a physics major, and, I'm actually we have, like, a Society of Physics Students lounge, which is basically the physics major lounge, and it's like a secret room, basically, that we have keys to. We just put posters in there. One of them is like Einstein, and it's like got a bunch of quotes by him, but he's holding his pipe. And it bugs the hell out of me, because his pipe, like the stem, is pulled out slightly. And it looks like he's smoking it with the stem like half out. And a lot of things are like, maybe he just knows something you don't. And I'm like, I don't, why would anyone do that ever? That's weird.
I've seen it before.
He was Einstein.
Yeah, you've seen him before? Like, is there a reason behind it?
You know, it bugs the shit out of me when I see it.
I know.
It's like, why? But, you know, honestly, it's like exactly like your friend said. I look at it, I'm like, all right, they know it looks bad. There must be some, like, piper, like some shit, like, when they do that, like, other pipers who do that are like, oh, yeah, this motherfucker, you know, like, there's got to be something about it. And what I ended up thinking was maybe pulling it out does, like, it, you know, maybe it helps with, like, it's almost like a mock Peterson system where it just lets, like, you know, the stuff drip and not make it to the stem. And so it doesn't, you know, get as much gurgle. And then the other thing I thought of was maybe it was once banded or something and the band just fell off because these people just smoked it so much, and they're just like, that's a mark of, like, a true piper. I don't know.
The band falling off is an interesting idea. But then again, the, like, fake Peterson system's a good idea. Like, maybe you thought extending the stem cools it or something. I've never seen it before other than this poster. It bugged the heck out of me, though.
If I see one in the wild, which I'm not going to since I never see pipers, but if I see someone in the wild doing that, I will not hesitate to tackle them and ask them,
what is wrong with you?
Why do you do this? What is the secret? You're looking into my eyes.
I think he might have just done it for, like, because he knew someone was taking a picture of him. He's like, I'm going to make all future pipers twitch when they see this picture.
Maybe it's like a secret guild. It's like a section of the Freemasons.
The piping masons.
He's got the stem pulled out just slightly. He's one of us.
Damn it. next we have the swag, right?
Yeah.
Swag.
So do you want to talk about that, Rick Holder?
Sure. So the swag is for those of you, and there's quite a few of you that frequent our cigars, they're doing a lot to create their own, like, custom pieces. So, you know, lighters and cigar cutters and whatnot.
Okay.
But they also have a lot of people, and from what I've heard, they have access to resources that we don't necessarily have. And you know, a couple people have expressed interest, and I think it'd be cool to eventually work up, not right now, but to having some kind of, like, you know, tamper or lighter or something or another that is, like, you know, our pipe tobacco, you know, related. It has, you know, some kind of symbol or, you know, something that, like, kind of says, like, you know, that's the pipers that you belong to. And I see a lot of other subreddits, like, you know, I'm subscribed to Art Bicycling. Like, we all get, like, a, you know, bicycle kit available to all of us every year to buy and stuff. So I think it'd be cool to work up to that. We don't have the resources and a lot of other stuff that they have to be able to do something like this real efficiently. So we're kind of, like, you know, polling the community to see if you guys have any ideas, if you guys have any connections, you know, and maybe, like, maybe someone out there makes tampers or something and would be able to, like, you know, stamp our pipe tobacco or some kind of, like, little thing into it, like, you know, whatever they can do and whatever the community decides. You know, something like that where it doesn't have to be, like, you know, a $50 lighter or a pipe with our pipe tobacco stamped in it. You know, it can be something little. So we're just throwing the idea out there. Give us some feedback.
Though, cough, cough, Turn J5, cough, cough. If there was an ARP tobacco themed, ARP pipe tobacco themed pipe, that'd be awesome.
There were, I know a bunch of the, like, the people in the Ukraine and stuff, they do a lot of stuff, and their pipes are really cheap, and I've seen, like, the Hammer and Sickle, I've seen Dragons, I've seen different stuff. Maybe, if we could ever get in contact with them, would they be able to make, like, a hand car one in charge, you know, maybe give $60 for it.
Get the handmade, make-your-own pipe kit, yeah. Carve it.
Would that be an interesting thing? That just came to mind, though.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Thing, yeah.
I mean, we're going to throw everything out there. It's not like we're going to, you know, move on something in the next week. Like, you know, I think we're all pretty busy right now. So it's just kind of like, you know, get the wheels turning on some ideas, you know, and just kind of be ready to, you know, have like a feel for what the community wants, if they're interested at all. And then, you know, what they would prefer and what is actually feasible. So.
Though most of you don't realize that this is a secret dictatorship, and if the community decides they don't want it, we're going to do it anyway. Because we...
Yeah.
Fine!
I kid, of course. Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of little options you can do. Depends on who has resources where. So.
I'm looking at Cheese Curls' wallet right now, and it has a Soviet tank thing on it with a hammer and sickle on it, so...
Soviet well, yeah, coming to you.
Good to know. That way we can stay away.
No, trust me. I'm a Soviet military collector. I have a cop hat.
You're here.
Seems like you just collect all kinds of shit from history.
Oh, yeah, trust me. I have a Soviet cop hat, a Soviet Yashanka, and a bunch of other crap. And I'm looking for a Soviet pipe, but I'm having a hard time finding it.
That'd be really cool.
I've seen them, but they're like, shit, that's for the devil, and I'm not into that Soviet crap, so.
Hell,
yeah. Hey.
Hail the Dark Lord, Satan.
I'm gonna splice that out. I think on time we're kind of getting close to an hour, so we should probably do giveaway challenge and wrap up.
Yep. All right. So, giveaway for this week. When this airs, we will have the winner. We don't have the winner now because today's Friday and we picked Saturday. So, yeah. Just, we don't know the winner for the beginner challenge yet. But we do have a new challenge, and it is for I should have fucking reviewed.
Fuck. 80 Flake. We'll do that next week. We'll review anything next week.
All right, so hold on 1 second, guys.
Hello? What?
Was
that just, like, cut out for a second, or what?
Yeah, sorry, I cut out. My sister is leaving at work, and she just wanted to say something. Okay. All right. Back on track. This week's giveaway challenge. Last time, for the first of the month, the first blend, we did an Easter egg hunt. This week, we are going to do a word scramble anagram. Is anagram the right word?
I think anagram is indeed the correct word.
Yeah, all right, probably. Well, if not, I'm just an idiot, and you guys can correct me, and you'll forgive me, because, and I am Renholder.
we will not forgive you.
Just me or be banned!
Yes. Provide me with the correct answer, and then I will ban you immediately.
What the heck, man? Come on, man.
All right, so what it is we do the trip discussion, the podcast, the... Piper University, we do a few official, moderator, releases. And we may throw, like, additional announcements out there during the week. So what you have to do is collect all we're going to hide letters throughout all of these. And we might make one letter in a word italic. We might just, have one letter that's out of place. It could be anything. It could be a letter in any form that's just not correct, not supposed to be there. You collect all these letters over the week, and I guess at some point we'll be like, all right, all the letters are out there, so if you haven't found it, like, dirt. So what you do is you collect all the letters, and then you have to figure out what we're telling you. We have a message hidden inside of it. Ha, 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 ha.
Drink more Ovaltine.
Yeah.
Smoke more McClellan tobacco.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then what you have to do is you have to correctly send us the phrase. And the first person to do so wins the thing, and then we'll say, hey, person won it. You guys can stop messaging them. And that's the giveaway. So it's kind of like an Easter egg hunt. It's a little bit more compact because we'll distinguish a post. So, our name is in green. So you'll know the post by that. And you just got to search them and then figure out what the hell we're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we talked about going to make a fake moderator whose name is going to be like giveaway guy or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to be. But you're going to message him with your answer, because last time with the Easter egg hunt, as fun as that was, I got like 50 messages a day, and it was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So to avoid that, we're going to make a special mod for that, but we'll give you guys instructions on what to do.
Yeah, and to be fair, Dr. Science, you had to do a bunch with the Easter egg hunt, but I noticed immediately when I did the random draw contest that I was going to get flooded with PMs. And so I asked the community to, throw, like, some cute little phrases in there or whatever, and you guys gave me a good laugh. So for just about that whole week, like, I would get, five or the maximum I ever got was, like, 11 messages, like, at once. And about half of those had some kind of, like, little joke in it, and it just put little smiles on my face. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, not that I'm complaining about you guys talking to me. It's just, yeah. I also, you guys seem to like trivia a lot. A lot of people participate in trivia. So, trivia's good. We're probably going to do that again.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm not sure. This might have gotten cut off through the editing because I had that brain meltdown. But the tobacco that we'll be giving away for the next 4 weeks is from Peter Stokeby, and it is Luxury Navy Flake. And we'll do a review on that next week.
Sounds tasty.
But, yeah.
That is tasty.
Big change up from... Larry's Blend. So if you didn't really want Larry's Blend slash didn't like it, here's something different.
Yep, we're going polar opposite on that.
And now for something completely different, for those of you who are my fan. Yeah. And the contest of the week, which yields you no tobacco. So a couple of you saw my post earlier this week. I've been having a ridiculously busy semester. So I had my first pipe, like, with work in the evening, and it was probably, like, the best, one of the highlights of my week. It was amazing. So my prompt to you all is to share your most, like, cherished pipe memory. So not to say that was necessarily my cherished pipe memory, but, that moment was just fantastic. And amongst a week of chaos, it was, like, the island of serenity. So I want you to share your most meaningful or most cherished pipe memory with us. And just, again, to clarify, yields no tobacco, but you get to tell stories, which is always good.
Yeah.
I enjoy writing and telling stories, so I'll be happy to join along.
Yeah, I enjoy reading. I like challenges of the week that yield stories. Those are always fun. I think it makes the community closer.
I agree.
So.
And it also gives, people to introduce themselves and stuff like that as well.
Plus, we're guaranteed something from Sig, so...
Yeah, well, he's just a great guy in general, so,
Agreed.
Agreed.
And Tom Chuck can't kill himself doing stories, also, is another plus.
Yeah.
We know he'll be safe.
His wife will thank us.
Yes.
Yeah. I forgot who it was. Oh, it was Jax. So this is a funny story. We had the trivia contest, and so it was Jax, Hex, and Chaz. And so I brought them all into IRC, and it turns out that Jax is a ridiculously fast typer, which he told us afterwards. But I forgot what number it was, but yeah, so he had every, as long as he knew the answer, he was best able to translate it from mine to fastest. But I believe it was him, and he won, and then, you know, he is all happy about it. I guess his girlfriend was there, and she was calling him a pipe nerd. And, so I just thought that was funny, that he was getting shit for that. But he was actually a great sportsman. All the contestants were great sportsmen. But Jax ended up saying, as Jax loves to do, he was like, I don't want it all for myself. I want two others to get it. And so Hex and Chaz both got, he split that out. And so everybody got, who competed, got a little bit of Larry's blind. So, great sportsmanship.
Fantastic. And again, way to go, Jax, making our life hard, having to divide things.
Yeah, I know. Jax was like, all right, I'm gonna set up this contest so that it'll be a tie. And I was like, nah, you can't, since I got fucking extra questions. So I can smash the tiebreaker. And then he pulls that. So. But it was so nice, I just didn't even
care. Next month's trivia question, what is Jax's favorite mathematical operation? Answer. Division.
Divide 1 by 3.
Yes. Quick break. Should we discuss offensive stuff on Pipox? Is that a problem still?
No, I think it's
I remember the one thing with Edge, and the people were just making fun of him with different accounts, and I found that to be horrible.
Wait, what happened? I missed this.
Alright, so you missed that. But the thing is, I think that's more Pipog and should be dealt with in Pipog. Since a lot of our pipe tobaccoers don't like to associate with it, so I think we should. Everything's settled. No one's cross-posting. I think we should just let sleeping dogs lie.
All right.
I have seen a significant decline. Not that there was ever a huge amount of cross-posting, so that problem is fixed.
Yeah. The thing with Edge is
that in the discussion that the problem with people getting offended by iPods is that they had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
But what happened? They made fun of Edge? For what?
Because of his daughter, or whatever. He took pictures of him smoking pipes with his daughter.
Right.
And everyone was saying, oh, he's karma whoring, or, you know, that's not his daughter, or any of that crap.
He was on the fucking podcast!
I know, and yet, they had, like, a big flip out, and they started making fun of him by saying a lot of really bad things. Luckily, when we were doing the pipe and Skype, we took care of that. But
good, I'm glad you guys stuck up for him. That's good. I agree, though, with Renholder that we should probably just let the pipe pog moderators deal with that.
Okay.
Not to be like, it isn't my problem, but I actually do have no authority over that.
Yeah.
And as much as that upsets me, it didn't happen on my soil, so I really can't do anything about it, you know?
Yep.
Realize that. Yep.
So, we have a couple other things. A couple other things just to mention. So, I mentioned that last month, if you won an ounce of Larry's Blend, you couldn't compete in another competition for Larry's Blend. We now, we're starting a new month with new tobacco. So you can now enter to win again. If it turns into, like, someone keeps winning, like, something over and over again, we'll just say, all right, you can't compete in that contest anymore just to, you know, be fair to everybody else. But I don't think that's going to happen. So now everyone who's won Larry's Blend, you guys can try and win, you know, this new blend.
Mm-hmm.
So Luxury Nate. Like.
Awesome. Oh, also, I should have mentioned this when I mentioned when we were talking about the pipe mentorship thing, there were a lot of questions I got about what exactly are you obligated to do. My decision on this was you're only obligated to make one trade per sign-up. But what that means is if you sign up again this month, you're obligated to make another trade with possibly new people. So if you just want to, like, keep your relationship with your current mentee on and, like, do side trades, that's great. But if you sign up again, you're going to get paired again and be obligated to make at least one trade. Does that make sense? As worded correctly?
Yep.
So, it's a little bit different from the monthly trade in that you don't necessarily have to sign up every month to trade. But, yeah. So, any other announcements? We have a Pipe and Skype schedule. I know I missed the last one, but is there another one up? Or are we? There's a contest, though, right?
Huh?
Isn't there a contest?
Yeah. Well, it's not a contest. It's a giveaway.
Oh.
So the giveaway is it's going to end soon. It's released Sunday, so it'll end in a couple days. I can't actually say this person's name.
Ooh, Dano Woo.
Yeah. So that guy. He's actually being very generous, and he is saying if you don't have a briar pipe, like you're a new piper, you can go ahead and just say, you know, enter that contest. And I think he's giving away two pipes with a little bit of tobacco. I don't want to speak for him, but so that's what he agreed to. And so, yeah.
Excuse me.
That is an awesome man.
Yeah, I'm looking at these pipes right now, too. They're very nice pipes for being basket pipes. That, like, there's, like, a petite church warden that's really neat.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, yeah, you still have some time to enter into that, so, you know, be sure to do so. Anything else we're good? I mean, as always, we'll have discussion in Piper University up this Sunday. TWIP should be back on a regular schedule now, assuming that, like, we don't go viral or some shit.
Yeah, no, we'll keep it. I will do what I have to do.
We will make this work. Yeah, if we have to go over 500 gigabytes, we're gonna make t-shirts or something. I don't even know. Because at that point, I feel like we're pretty popular.
Do some hand-drawn t-shirts and then have like a certificate of our pipe tobacco.
You can screen print that stuff.
Yeah.
I might actually try and make that.
Yeah,
I mean, moderators, you know.
Well, there's actually, this gives me an idea. My university has, like, a hookup with, like, t-shirt companies to make t-shirts for, like, under $7.
Yeah.
So, we may be able to get a full, I don't know. That's another idea, is maybe a t-shirt.
Yeah, I'd wear that. Can we get monogram smoking jackets? People keep joking about that, but.
I will not wear a smoking jacket. It is too damn hot.
Oh, that's right, I forgot you're in, like, you know, a humid country now.
Yeah, I live in a humid ball sack.
Yeah. It gets cold enough here that I wear one.
That's a way to put it.
Humid ball sack. As always, if you have, like, you know, suggestions for TWIP, we haven't really had any in the past couple of weeks, but if you have suggestions, we'd love to hear them. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, please rate us. I haven't actually checked if we have a rating on iTunes yet, but, you know, we'd love one. And thank you guys so much for listening. Yeah, I know this has been frustrating with TWIP going on and off the air over the past few months, but it actually is good that people are listening. You know, us having issues with bandwidth means that we're, you know, getting a lot of listeners, which is really great for TWIP. So thank you all again for your support.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks especially to Tom Shockey. He really helped us get out of a jam. So.
Yeah. And Hex also threw up episodes 1 through 8 for download.
Yes.
We may or may not open those up because we don't want to go overboard on bandwidth again, but, so you can easily download those all in a zip file. And, I think maybe we'll try and do like packages where we'll, you know, bundle every 4 episodes into a zip file.
Mm-hmm.
That way if it's someone new, they can just easily get them all. So.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
Got a kitchen. Oh.
Does anyone have any last-minute parting words? Are we good? All right.
No, not that. Not that.
Damn it. Well, thanks again to Flowing and Cheese Girls for joining us. Good having you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening. I'm Dr. Science.
I'm Polonium 9.
I'm Cheese Girls.
And I am Ren Holder.
May your pipes be forever held high.
This Week in Pipes made possible by the Tom Truck for Pipes Foundation, a not-for-profit pad relief organization. Also made possible by Hexymeron Fine Tobaccos, crafting original blends since 1 month ago. Also made possible by viewers like you.